Praise the Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spreads Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for meditation is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses starting from 6 to 11. Book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verses starting from 6 to 11. But you shall be named the priest of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of a God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in the glory you shall boast. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor, and instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in the land they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth and will make with them an everlasting covenant. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring shall among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, and they are the prosperity whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with the jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. My dear brothers and sisters, if God wants to bless you, who can stop it? If the Almighty and Everlasting God wants to reach out His hand to bless and make you prosper, who can hinder it? Who can hinder the plan of God? Nobody can stop if God proceeds forward to bless you. If God wants to touch you and double the portion of your blessings, there can be no power that can hinder or to stop your growth. You will flourish regardless of anything that happens around you. Regardless of the confusion, regardless of the shame. When the Almighty God, when He feels, when He decides to touch and lift you up, you will be lifted up. When He decides and plans to lift you and keep you on top, you will be blessed many, many, many folds. None can stop you. Hallelujah. God knows the path in which you had been walking through. God knows the calling that He had called you with. God knows how you have been treated throughout the year. The Almighty God wants to bless you. Instead of your shame, He's going to give you a double portion of blessings. I don't say that. Bible says that. You have to claim the Word of God. Word of God is life. When you keep and pray with those words, you claim the authority of the Word. You claim it upon your life. You speak the truth upon your life. You look back to the past and you say that, Lord, I'm thankful for the past. And I'm even more thankful for the future. I completely surrender my life into your hands. When we completely make a commitment into His hands and surrender our life as a total sacrifice into the Almighty's hand, then He is the one who's going to shepherd us. He is the one who's going to lead us. You don't have to be worried about your future. Your future is always in the hands of the Lord in whom you trust. He is your protector. He is your savior. Hallelujah. He had made you known of His salvation. He had chosen you among the Gentiles. And He is promising that He will make you a name to be renowned, a name to be remembered among the Gentiles. You will be called as a priest and the servants of the Almighty God. You will be called by His name, His lineage, His heritage. Hallelujah. If God wants to plant you, who can uproot you? Hallelujah. If God decides that you should be rooted, none can stop it. None can be against it. for what the Almighty God speaks, He will bring that to pass. No matter what is the problem. Hallelujah. For the Lord says, the heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will stand. My words will come to pass. Even though the heaven and earth will be crumbled and made to nothing, into a near dust, still the word of God that proclaims, the word that is proceeds from His mouth will be coming to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve such an awesome God. We serve such a beautiful, amazing God. Amen. Believe. Believe and have faith. Do not have the confused mindset. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you. That you will be called, and you will glorify in God among the Gentiles. He wants to make a sign out of you among the Gentiles, that the world will look at you and they will know that they are the children of God. They are the children of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord says that I will greatly rejoice. I will greatly rejoice. For the Lord loves justice and He hates robbery at the altar. He wants the servants to serve Him with a loyal heart, with a genuine spirit, with utmost diligence. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Lord says, I will direct their work in truth, and I will make with them an everlasting covenant. The Lord is going to direct you. He is going to direct you to work in truth. He's going to give you that knowledge, how to work in truth. And will make with them an everlasting covenant. God wants to make an everlasting covenant with you. Hallelujah. Their descendants shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. Hallelujah. This is a testimony. This is the testimony towards which we have to live our lives. People around us should say that these are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. These are the children of the Almighty God. Look how God has blessed them with. And God will definitely make that happen in your life. Surely, you will be blessed. The Almighty God wants to bless you. Who can be against you? Who can stop or hinder your blessings? Believe. Walk with Him steadily. Have faith. Exercise your faith. Practice your faith. Call upon the Lord God Almighty. Call upon Him. Oh Lord Jesus, You know my paths. You know my past, and You are the one who's promising to give a beautiful new future. And I completely surrender my life into Your hands. Lead me, Lord. I'm a fool without You. I do not have wisdom. I lack understanding. Lord, fill me with Your wisdom. Enlighten me. When you completely surrender yourself, and when you humble yourself and ask to God, He will provide you. He will have compassion on you. He will lead you and He will direct you. He will direct your steps and he will lead you towards success. Amen. Verse 10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. How magnificent! Hallelujah! Yes, you will greatly rejoice in the Lord, and you will be joyful to God, and you will be thankful to God, for he is going to clothe you. The Bible says he has clothed me. He already has clothed me with the garments of salvation. Yes, the greatest of all gifts, which is his salvation. You have obtained his salvation. That's what the Bible says. I greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me. He has clothed me with the garments of salvation. With the garments of salvation. Amen. It's true. We are enjoying the salvation of Christ Jesus. Those who have accepted his salvation, they have been clothed by the garments of the salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. Amen. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, as a bridegroom, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. We are also being covered by the righteousness of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Look what are the blessings that God is giving to those who accepts him, those who serve him with a true spirit, those who calls upon his name. Amen. He's clothing them with the robe of righteousness. He's clothing them with the garments of salvation. And also he's making us to adorn the jewels and the ornaments, just like the bride and the bridegroom will be adorned with. So these are the blessings that God wants to give us to his children. When he called Abraham and when he promised, when he blessed Abraham, he said, your generation shall be multiplied just like the sand of the sea, of the seashore. Hallelujah. Yes. God wants to bless us abundantly, richly. But our deeds, somewhere here and there, is causing few of his blessings to be interrupted. But also I say that God knows how to measure and supply, right? God is the one who is the creator, and God is the one who is righteous, and he knows what to give to whom, what should be given to whom, at what time. Hallelujah. And he's the one who also plans and directs. Hallelujah. The time is in his hands. Bible says that he makes everything beautiful in his time. His time, not according to our time. And he's the one who is the planner. He says that man have many plans in his heart. Amen. Whatever we think, we have many thoughts of flesh in our heart. But God knows what needs to be brought forth, what needs to be brought into pass. Verse 11 says, For as the earth brings forth its bud, as a garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. What are the two things? The Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth. Yes. There's always a spiritual comparison, an earthly comparison, when God wants to speak about the spiritual things to us. How did he compare here? He says, for as the earth bring forth its bud. As the earth bring forth its bud. As the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth. Just like a seed that will be springing forth in its own time. Just like a bud that is going to blossom in its own time. Likewise, the Lord will cause righteousness and praise. Do you know the importance of praise? The praise is just like a seed that has been sown and it is springing forth in its own time. So God expects praise from us. How many of us would have sown a seed and would accept and would have waited patiently for the seed to spring forth? We would have been waiting for the bud to come up, right? Likewise, God mentions praise, which is compared to a bud which is going to spring forth. Like a gardener who waits desperately upon a seedling. Upon his plantation. Likewise, God had planted seeds. God had sown the seeds and is waiting patiently for the fruit called as praise. We are the fruit of praise. The Lord loves the fruit of our lips. And God doesn't like anything that is corruptible. He doesn't want his altar to be corrupted. So God expects praise and righteousness. Let us be his children who will bring forth the fruits of righteousness and the fruits of praises. Hallelujah. God had planted us upon this world. The people will look at us and they will come to know the salvation of the Almighty God. They will know that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. Amen. Let us thank God for this life. Let us thank God for the salvation that he had given us. Let us thank God that he had remembered us and has kept us safe until today, so that this world will know about him, that the world will testify about him by looking at our life. May the Lord bless you and lead you in a mighty fashion, that your life song will sing louder and louder, praising the Lord. Amen.